Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. What are we serving up today?
Well, HK Paris Hilton shared details on her upcoming wedding, and it sounds like it's going to be over the top.
That's hot. Plus, did Alice Rodriguez take back a gift he gave J-Lo?
Ooh, and our girl Brat gives us the scoop on tonight's episode of Brat Loves Judy.
Hi there, Frank will join us later, but first, honey, we got Portia.
All right, y'all. Yes, Portia's in the building. All right, y'all. So we have a very special Portia's Baby Report.
Congratulations are in order for Scarlett Johansson and her husband, SNL star Colin Jost. Colin only confirmed that they were expecting this past weekend, and now we find out that the baby has already arrived. Yes.
Whoa, that was quick.
Okay. Scarlett gave birth to a boy, and they named him Cosmo. From you. Now, this woman is definitely in the spotlight. We all know who she is, and we know her husband, too. How the heck was she able to hide a pregnancy?
I don't even know, because I just... First of all, what was the name of her movie? Black Widow. I never knew if she was pregnant, near it. She carries it well, and I love it that they kept it a secret.
Yo, yeah. Sherry, so when she was doing a lot of press for Black Widow, a lot of it was, like, virtual, so you never really got a chance to see her belly.
Yeah.
And that probably explains why she definitely wanted her coins. She's now a mother, so you definitely want the money you were supposed to get from that movie you did.
But I like that they kept it private and nobody was in on it, and then they finally let you know what was going on.
Well, continue to keep it private. Then she should continue to keep it private. Then you didn't want to know when you were pregnant. Now you want to know that you done had the baby. That's not cute. That's not fun. So continue to
keep it
private.
Well, I think the stressful part is over. Sometimes the labor and carrying a baby is the stressful part. But I mean, but how fly is a name like Cosmo, though? That's dope.
Yeah,
that name is actually really cute.
I'm not crazy about, I like a Liam name or Maximilian. Cosmo's kind of...
Yeah, Cosmo's for a cute puppy. Cosmo, hey Gizmo, hey Cosmo.
All right, y'all. Alex Rodriguez wants us to think that he is living his best single life since his split from Jennifer Lopez. You're right. Mm-hmm. So to prove it, the baseball superstar dropped this pic on the IG showing off his luxury cars, and he captioned it, "I'm super down to earth." Yeah, right.
Right, Bass.
That red Porsche that he is leaning on, remember, that's the same one that he gave to J-Lo in 2019 for her 50th birthday. Man. So chill.
Oh, no.
Picture of J-Lo standing in front of the Porsche, and I even want to punch A-Rod in the face even more, y'all. Like, how you mess this up, bruh?
I think J-Lo gave that car back. I don't think she wanted the car. J-Lo can afford it.
Right.
She probably threw it. She probably put the car in drive and let it go by itself.
She probably had Ben Affleck drop it
for
off.
For him to post it and try to take a dig, like, he's showing the car that he got back
it's
from
not
her.
Working.
He wants the world to think that he took it back. But you look
Porsche.
Low. You look low.
But do you remember when A-Rod was on his yacht and his yacht passed J-Lo and Ben Affleck's yacht? Like, A-Rod, you're doing too much. It's too much. Let it go. Move on.
No, he's not. I would have did the same thing. I would have been bumping J-Lo's music and my yacht would have passed by theirs. And I would be like, what up, baby? Remember me? I miss you.
You'd have been playing Jenny on the Block.
Yes.
Okay, y'all. Well, if you thought A-Rod was being extra, check this out. Paris Hilton is planning her wedding to fiance Carter Ream, and she recently talked about it with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Paris said that she's not a bridezilla, but she revealed revealed that the wedding, which will be shown on Peacock, is going to be a 3-day affair, darling, and she's going to have about 10, that's right, I said 10 dresses. Now, Portia, does this sound extreme to you, Portia?
Wow.
But hell yeah, it's extreme. And hell yeah, it's extra. And hell yeah, I'm here for it, okay? I want to see all of it. Baby, she is 40 years old. This is her first wedding. Never been married. She gonna go all out. Y'all, she cooking in a ball gown. She damn sure gonna get married in 10 dresses.
Okay.
Paris Hilton is all over Portia, baby. This girl's finna have 10 dresses, and Portia announced 3.
Hold on. If Paris Hilton is me, you eating my because you ain't got no damn ring. How about that?
Carry my dress, Gary.
Okay. Now,
speaking of weddings, the subject of proposals comes up on the new episode of Brat Loves Judy, which is tonight. Check this out.
We had a disagreement the other day. Do I really know her all the way?
You having cold feet.
I just don't know.
The proposal is 2 weeks away.
Right now, I'm scared to death.
Hella extravagant.
This looks very picante.
I feel a way about not getting an invite, but that's neither here nor there. But is there trouble in paradise? What can you tell us about tonight's episode?
Man, listen, tonight's episode is going to be good. Every relationship has its ups and downs. No relationship is perfect. And everything that happens in these episodes are things that really happen. Like, every time I see it, I feel like because I'd be like, oh my God, is that really how I am? Like, sometimes you need to see yourself back and take a step outside of yourself, and you see that, you'd be like, damn, I don't want to be like that. So there are things that I realized I needed to work on that I didn't feel like was a problem until I met my match.
Not only is the show dope, Brat, but I know a lot of times things hit the cutting room floor. What didn't make the show so far that you would have threw it if you could have did an extendo cut?
Her putting Brat outside with all them dogs. I bet you that probably came up.
What? Oh my gosh. Make sure y'all catch Brat Loves Judy tonight on WeTV 9/8 Central. Woo, don't miss it. And we are listed under Growing Up Hip Hop, okay?
Well, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi, honey, I heard someone was taking a number, honey, out of my book and throwing shade. Dish
Nation. Okay, well, this makes me so sad because it looks like it's all bad for Amber Rose and her boyfriend / baby daddy, Alexander Edwards, a.k.a. A.E. Now, Amber hopped on social media to reveal that A.E. has been cheating on her in multiple posts. She wrote, I'm tired of getting cheated on and being embarrassed behind the scene. All 12 of y'all bums, the ones that I know of, there's probably more. Y'all can have them. Y'all very much knew he was in a relationship with a baby and decided to sleep with him anyway. She said 12 of them that she knows of. Okay, so now after Amber's post, A.E. heard the streets was talking and he responded in an interview. Take a look.
I mean, she texted me like, if I apologize publicly and all this, like, you know, she loved me and but I don't want to keep doing that to her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know that I could stop. I could give her like a good solid 6 months and just really like deprive myself of my true nature for as long as I could take it. But you know, you got a point that it's like at the end of the day, slut walk and what she stands for and what she represents.
He said all you got with him is 6 months and he's going to cheat. Why he didn't say that at the beginning of the relationship before she got pregnant, before y'all got together? Babe, I can only be faithful for 6 months. You think it would have changed anything?
Well, to AE's defense, he was cheating on those 12 girls, too.
Let's be real about this. Ain't nobody feels to tell you, damn it, that, oh, I'm a cheater and stuff. And first of all, women need to stop this and stop having a damn baby for every damn man you get with. Learn the balance first before you start having all these babies for him and stuff. You know he's a
cheater.
Tell
him, Gary.
I feel like a lot of times people feel like they can change people, and these people don't want to change. And you feel like you're going to be the one that's going to turn this guy's life around.
Not happening.
I think she probably knew who he was. was when he got with her.
So here's my problem with his interview. Okay, him being honest, thank you. Okay, it's a little late, but thank you. Listen, she still is meaning that if you say you're going to be in a monogamous relationship, that's the agreement, then you should be loyal to the agreement. Now, if she were to get into a relationship with you and you say, look, I'm a man who needs several women, I'm sure she would have said, hey, I want to or I don't. But for you to get in a relation with her, then use her freedom, her sexual freedom against her and just be out here slutting it up. Right. That's not cool. Like, that's so hurtful.
Maybe he misinterpreted what the slut walk was about. Nah. He was conducting his own.
If you were in a relationship and established the terms that, listen, I need to have multiple partners, and it was an open relationship, would you still be angry if you found out he was having other relationships?
No, you don't have a right to be angry, because that was the agreement.
Some people will find a reason to still be angry even if you tell them what's up from Jump Street.
All right, guys, I have the perfect sheets for hot sleepers and night sweating. It's the Kathy Ireland Cool Comfort Sheet Set. These sheets are constructed with a blend of ultra-fine microfiber along with moisture-absorbing Cool Max fabric. Plus, they have a soft feel that will help you get rest you deserve.
Ooh, now, honey, I heard that the material is wrinkle-resistant and is easy to care for.
That's right, Gary. And with this deal, you get four pillowcases, one flat sheet, and one fitted sheet in either full, queen, or king sizes. And they come in colors like lilac, taupe, sand, silver, blue, or aqua.
Wow, these are definitely a must-have. How much, Brad?
Well, usually this sheet set can be seen as high as $99 to $139. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $29.
Oh, no way!
Yes, that's for the full and $39 for the queen and king. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Now, we spoke about Amber Rose earlier, honey, and Jason Lee has more about it tonight on Fox. So what's going on, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. An all-new episode of Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored with Jason Lee is going down tonight, and baby, Amber Rose put her baby daddy and boyfriend on blast for cheating on her, and I spoke to her, so I got that tea. Plus, R. Kelly is saying that he's mad celebrity friends have not shown up to help him with his legal fees, and he's broke. It's all going down tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Just go to foxo.tv.
Ooh, thanks, Jason. Up next, Kendall Jenner is going for gold. What? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Heidi and Frank are here now.
Yay!
That's right. All right, Chewy. The internet says that the Kardashian sisters and the Jenner sisters are bad luck for men.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But tell that to Devin Booker, okay? Ooh. Devin Booker, he's the NBA star, recently won a gold medal as a member of the Team USA basketball team.
Nice.
And Devin just dropped this pic where he's swimming in a lake with the caption, "Lake boy, but if you swipe left, there's Kendall drinking a beer and wearing Devin's gold medal." Oh. So what do you think of this, Heidi?
Whoa. Well, I think that that's a lot of guys' dream. I mean, why are you winning the gold medal?
Yeah.
Are you winning the gold medal to get on the Wheaties box, or are you winning the gold medal to get in Kendall Jenner's box?
I don't know. Ask your mom.
So, what, Heidi, are you talking about the hot box? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's it. Wheaties box or the Sweeties box?
Sweeties box.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know, Chewy. Like, every guy, you already know that they're like Black Widows. They eat their men up. They go crazy. They lose their mind, you know? But it's still their dream. I mean, you want to get a taste of the Kardashians. What is that allure? What's that thing?
I don't know.
Chewy, why don't you talk about the time you dated a Kardashian? Go.
Oh, man. Heidi,
somebody get quiet. Yeah. That's how they get Chewy quieted.
You never took Chloe to Lake Tahoe?
All right, it's time for tattoo or tattoo. And this time we got my buddy Anderson Paak, the singer, basically got his last will and testament inked on his arm, y'all. And the tattoo reads, "When I'm gone, please don't release any posthumous albums or songs with my name attached. Those were just demos and never intended to be heard by the public."
So this is a tattoo.
This is a
great tattoo.
This is great, right?
Wow.
It is absolutely great, because I always, you know, we do this segment on our radio show where we'll release new music.
Yeah.
And somebody has been long
usually
dead.
It's Prince.
David Bowie. And they'll release music. And I'm like, No, it was a demo. If he wanted it to be heard, he would have put it out there. So I love this.
Are we sure we're talking about the actual encryption? Or are we talking about the Muppet tattoo for Tattoo and Tattoo? Which one are we talking about?
The Muppet tattoo is for
albums or songs tattoo. Yeah.
All right, we got to give a shout out to our girl Sherry for yet another accomplishment. This woman does not stop.
Wow.
And she's showing off her weight loss on the cover of the latest Women's World magazine. Sherry, I've seen this magazine in the grocery store ever since I was a kid. It was a big deal. My mom always had it on the coffee table. Yes. How does it feel to be on the cover of this magazine?
It's so cool, Shuey and Frank, to know that you guys are going to be in the line with your Charmin toilet paper, and I'll be watching you right from the stand.
Yes.
Because my eyes will be looking at you.
Stalking us.
Right.
This magazine is always next to the beef jerky. So when I get my beef jerky, I'm going to grab a copy of it.
There I am.
Keep it keto.
It's out on stands today. So when you're in the line getting your beef jerky, pull up a Woman's World. Up next, 007 Daniel Craig is leaving his kids. 00 Nothing. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Now, if you think being the child of 007's Daniel Craig comes with perks, y'all please think again. Because Daniel, who recently shared that his philosophy is to get rid of all of his money or give it away before he dies. Okay. Mm. But he has no plans to leave an inheritance to his children because he finds the practice distasteful. So Daniel is worth a rumored $200 million, and he's got two girls. He's got... this, to me, is kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, a little something. I get don't leave him a ton of money because you're creating bad human beings, but maybe a little something set aside to say, listen, have a nice life.
He wants them to learn about, you know, proper investing and buy bonds, savings bonds.
Well, I hope that he's joking and he just wants them to learn and he's going to leave something because you're a provider, and that's, even though you're dead, you're still supposed to provide.
Oh, that's interesting. I think that is interesting, Sherry. It's like he's telling them now that they're not going to get anything, so they will work hard and not depend on it. But then once he's long gone, it's like, aha, JK, I did leave you guys something.
But you better hope you don't get sick before you tell him, oh, I was just kidding, y'all. I'm going to leave y'all some money. Because I'd be like, babe, daddy, is that diaper okay? I know I done left it on you for 3 days because I don't have no money to buy diaper.
You're going to need bond. Gold bond.
Gold bond, yeah.
Yeah, here's the gold bond.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.